This is the Better Reading Podcast platform with stories behind the story, Jane's Be Better podcast, My Book Chat with Caroline Overington, and more. Looking for a particular podcast? Remember, you can always skip to it. Welcome to our monthly book chat. I'm Cheryl Arkle.
And I'm Caroline Overington. And I love nothing more than having a chat about books. And so does Cheryl. So we thought we would share that conversation with you.
Once a month, we'll discuss book and industry news, authors, and the books you should be reading. And maybe just a little bit of gossip. Now, this is Book Chat, final episode, Caroline Overington.
Not final ever.
No, final for the year, for 23.
Okay. I want to ask you, before I ask you what you're reading.
Yeah.
What do you do for Christmas?
Well, some years I used to do 1 year on, 1 year off, and I'd spend it in San Francisco with my family over there.
Uh-huh.
So this year I'm spending it here with my entire family. And do you know there's so many of us? We've got 10 nieces and nephews, I think, and then 10 greats. So they're ranging from about 8 or 9 months to 10 years old or 15 or something.
So there's 20 children at your Christmas. How brilliant is
that? It is. Yeah. It's really great fun. And there's always Santa.
Do you do it on the 25th or the 24th?
No, we do it on the 25th.
On the 25th.
And there's always a Santa, and people have to sit on Santa's lap, everybody. But the kids are usually in awe of Santa. And it's usually my brother.
And stacks of presents.
Stacks of presents. Although we've tried to bring that back over the years, like making more donations, but the kids get presents.
Yes. And what's your Christmas meal?
So we always do a turkey, and I like the whole turkey. I don't like the turkey buff.
Turducken. You don't do the turducken rolled into one.
No, we don't do that. And then we do Lebanese food around that. So we'll definitely have tabbouleh. We'll definitely do the vine leaves with lamb and rice, and that's called mashi waranib. We'll do that. So there's some traditional fare.
I know how to make that because I went to your friend's Sunday kitchen.
Yes,
lesson,
you did.
And she
Karima
made Hazam.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't she the world's best cook?
No, you're the world's best cook.
I think Karima's up there. She's really
she's up there, but you are the best cook I've ever met. I keep telling you to go on MasterChef. And now you've been hanging around with Matt Preston.
Matt Preston.
No excuse.
I loved him.
He's the best. But isn't he enormous?
He's enormous. He's gigantic. I think I came to his waist. But, do you know, he really inspired us because he asked me what my favourite meal was. And, I said tabbouleh and mashi waranib. And I think we're going to do a food podcast next year.
Oh, why don't you?
Yeah, we are.
That's a brilliant idea.
But you have to be eating in the podcast.
Okay. So it's going to sound good. Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. We're going to do it. We're going to do that. So we haven't thought of what to call it. Actually, if anybody's listening and they've got an idea, let me know.
I'll call it Nom Nom Nom.
So what do you do for Christmas?
So this year I will be with my – so we're a blended family.
Yes.
So I'll be with my partner and then my two children and my former partner and his new partner, and they have a baby together.
Oh, how lovely.
As well. So they're
how
little.
How old's the baby?
She's almost two, Cara.
Perfect Santa age.
Exactly right.
Perfect.
So, and everybody is getting together, but we celebrate on the 24th because we're European, and his new partner she's Polish, so also celebrates on the 24th. Yeah. It's quite a religious occasion for her. They would traditionally go to church, and then you eat your meal on Christmas Eve. You open your presents on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, lovely.
And then on Christmas morning, you go to church. And that's been the same in our
family
as well.
And what do you
eat? So I am in charge this year of the pavlova, which I'm happy about.
Yes.
My partner is making the ricotta cheesecake. So I guess we're in charge of the desserts.
Yeah.
And then I'm also, there's a salad that is like a viral Instagram salad, a Christmas salad that everyone is apparently making this year. And because it has mint and pomegranate then couscous pearls, it's got the red and the green and the white. So that's why it's a Christmas salad.
Oh,
it's
I thought you were going to say Palestinian.
No, it's like the colours of Christmas. It's a Christmas coloured salad. So she's given me the recipe. My former husband's new partner has given given me the recipe for that, and so I'm gonna try my hand at that as well. So isn't it's going to be a joyful occasion.
It is joyful, isn't it? I know for some people Christmas is quite fraught,
it's hard.
I've had some fraught ones. But when they work really well. I do like it when children are there. Yeah. That makes a really big difference.
2 year olds are the best.
Oh,
they
really are. Yeah, they're the absolute best. And we do KK, and I've got my nephew who hopefully won't be listening to this because I'm buying him.
You know, don't say. You can tell me later.
No, I'm going to tell him now because I'm going to buy him a gift voucher from Bercolo at Leichhardt because he loves that bookshop and he loves to read. Yeah. And that's what I'm getting him.
They have one in Paddington in Sydney too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I think there might be another one. Not in Sydney.
Out of Sydney. Interesting.
Yeah, that was the first
one. So what are you going to read? Firstly, what are you going to read on the plane to San Francisco? Do you leave? Boxing Day?
I leave Boxing Day. I can't wait. And I haven't chosen my book, but it might be Jane's new book, Tilda is Visible. I've got a proof. But the other night at our Christmas party when you had laryngitis, Belinda Alexandra was here and I pulled out my proof, and apparently it's the last proof ever. No one... Because that's why I haven't read it.
I was going to say, I don't think I have a proof.
No one has a proof. I mean, they've just all gone. So I loaned for the night to Belinda because she was going to talk about it. And then when the night, and this was so awkward, when the night finished, I said, oh, thanks, Belinda, I'll have that back. She said, no, it's my copy. I said, oh, no, I gave you that out of my bag. And she said, no, I bought that from home. And I thought, Cheryl, grow up. I realised if she doesn't give me that, then I'm not going to be able to read Jane's book.
Did you have a handbag, Russell?
Well, Tim Aylov said he was going to film it. Her and I
fighting over Jane's book.
Jane's book. It was very funny. Anyway,
it's always
I won.
Exciting when a friend of yours publishes a book too.
Yes.
Isn't it? Because it's a nervous time, but it's an exciting time
it is for her.
And you get to join that sort of sense of celebration around it.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see it. So when is it out in February?
It's a March release.
It's a March release. So end of February we'll have it on the shelves. Yeah, I can't wait.
But listen, I'm going to tell you this. So we had a look at Nielsen Book Scan reports this morning. Christmas sales, I mean, this is extraordinary, for the week ending the 9th of December. And I don't know if you've noticed this. There's a lot of people out there shopping this year. Heartstopper, Volume 5, has topped the bestseller list.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
But this is what's interesting. Australian book buyers purchase, this is so far, we're not finished yet, because really you don't get the peak until Thursday, Friday, 143,113 different book titles.
Fabulous.
For Christmas.
That is fabulous. That's really sharing the joy, isn't it?
It really is. Now, the best-selling genre was adult fiction, and it continues to be, and it's up 4%. But it is absolutely extraordinary because you never look at it in that light. 143,000 different books.
Different books.
Not the same book.
Do you know what, though? So you know how it's been really warm in Sydney, like the last week and a half? I was on Bronte Beach one Sunday afternoon, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
just sunning myself and having a bit of a swim. And I, for the first time, looked around and saw people
reading real books again.
Yeah. Because there was a bit of a period of time where people were not buying books, and there was a period of time when they were reading on their Kindles.
Yes.
But everyone... I reckon one in two towels, they were reading books. And me being me, I was very curious to see what they were reading, and I was kind of looking at some of the titles. And it was interesting, the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Like the young
and
women
really
are reading.
And really no two people are reading the same book, usually.
Sometimes.
Somewhere,
it depends. There was quite a lot of Lola in the Mirror.
Oh,
like the Trent Dalton.
Yay.
There was quite a lot of that because that's really a pre-Christmas book.
Yes.
So people will buy it as a present, but they were already buying it for themselves to read over the summer.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a big one for the airport too.
Yeah.
People will buy it to read on the plane.
That's right.
There's a book out that you and I have not read that every person under the age of 20 has read. I think it's called Iron Wing.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read it.
No, Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing, Iron Flame. Someone will correct us. The New York Times has called it a mix between romance and fantasy. So it's romantasy.
Oh, wow.
Romantasy. And it's apparently a little bit like Hunger Games but with dragons.
Oh, wow.
And so it's sort of surrealist, sort of sci-fi, sort of magical realism. There's a heroine at the heart of it. You know, she's kind of racing along and doing her thing. And that is selling hand over fist. Now, I heard actually from one of your staff
Dex.
That they had a midnight launch of this book and it was the biggest launch since Harry Potter.
It's amazing, isn't it? Do you know what I love about young people? How they set trends.
They do.
They really set trends. And it usually starts on TikTok.
These days it does. And I worry about that because I don't want it to start on TikTok, because I think TikTok is a China-owned platform and it's not great. But that is where young booksellers have gathered. They have gathered on TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok myself.
I'm not either, no. But that's where they gather.
That is where they gather. I mean, even recently, and I won't talk politics, but, you know, there was a big group, a state that was trying to stop some of the content on TikTok. And apparently TikTok came back and said no, because this is the platform and it's viral and this is what young people want and this is what young people are saying. And they didn't touch it. Whereas Meta have been trying to edit as they go.
Meta's Facebook. I don't really notice a lot of book content on Facebook. On Instagram. So I do a couple of little reels each week. I do what I brought home from the office, because I have a huge stack of books coming to the office where I'm the literary editor.
Yeah.
But this is publishers mainly hoping that, you know, we will review their books, or we will get critics to review their books. And I can't possibly take them all home. My house would sink into the ground.
That's right.
So I take home, I try to bring home a maximum of three, which is about all I can. I'll read one segment and I'll sample some.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has really good engagement. Although I have to say, nothing got quite the engagement of a film I made of a wasp carrying a huntsman spider up my fence. So
I haven't seen that yet.
There's still some things about Australia that overseas Instagrammers find grotesque and hypnotising at the same time.
Well, you know, overseas people, they think that all over the city, all over the country, there are deadly animals.
We just don't mind.
They think that kangaroos around the streets of Sydney, although they are in some places.
They are, yeah. My mother has them in her front yard.
Yeah, and when I go to holidays down south, they're everywhere, but not in Sydney.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
But anyway, enough insects. Tell me, what was your book of the year? For you personally. Like, what did you love?
Maybe it's Lessons in Chemistry. Maybe it's Wifedom. There's a couple of books that I've quite liked.
So Lessons in Chemistry, the author of that's coming to Australia next year for a couple of events. I think one in Brisbane, one in Melbourne.
Yeah, and the Sydney Writers' Festival.
And the Sydney Writers' Festival.
And I recorded a podcast with her before the book took off. But can I tell you this? You know my John Brown died this year.
I know.
A couple of weeks ago. Oh, I'm so heartbroken. You know, the other day I think I felt him in the room, or I thought I saw him, you know. Yeah. But anyway, I decided, you know what, Cheryl, you need a little bit of escapism, right? I was really, really sad, and I thought, I'm going to watch Lessons in Chemistry. There's a series on Apple TV, and, you know, that'll be fine. It'll be entertaining. You'll love it.
They've made the Apple series of that book already.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you really serious? I thought it only came out this year.
Yeah, no.
Oh, last year maybe.
No, the year before.
Wow, that's
fast.
Yeah,
it's been on the bestseller list for a long time. Anyway, so I sat myself down, I made a cup of tea, and I thought, this is going to be joyous, you know, because I'd really kind of forgotten. I'd read it like 3 years ago. Anyway, we got to the third episode where the story is told, and I'll probably cry with this, from the perspective of the dog who's called 630.
Oh
my God. At that instant, if I could have gone out there and bought another dog, I would have. I love 630 so much. And then I was bawling.
You're missing John Brown so much.
But John Brown was
such a bouncing dog as well. I can imagine that you do still see him out of the corner of your eye.
I do see him.
Because he had such a huge personality.
Yeah.
I never thought of him as going for a walk. I always thought of him as going for a bounce.
Yeah.
Because you had all those little clips of him and he would literally bounce down the path. pathway to the park.
Always, like it was. Yeah. Do you know I've not been able to go back to the park yet?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. No, but I will.
It'll come.
It will. And everybody's got their lovely dogs out there, and yeah, it will come. You know, I'm thinking next year I'm not going to get a dog for a while, but I might foster dogs.
Yes, if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, you can foster those blind dogs too.
Yes.
The dogs are not blind.
Yes.
But they're for blind people. Yes.
Yes. And I'm a disciplinarian, so I could probably do that job.
You would be.
It's like, sit, stand. Anyway, all right. So I want to talk about some of the big books that we've had this year. Yellow Face, which I know you've read.
Yellow Face has been amazing.
I know, people are still talking about it.
Actually, that was one of the books that I saw young women in particular reading on the beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Black Sheep by Judy Nunn.
Oh, always. Yeah. Well, Judy's amazing.
Isn't she just so well loved?
And she captures the heart of Australia. That sense of, it's always a very Australian book.
And any time you say her name, Judy Nunn, people have the same response of you. Oh, yeah. You know.
She's a bit like, you know how people have the same response to Brian Brown?
Yeah.
Because she's very
We need to talk about Brian Brown.
What,
you gazumped me.
Did I?
You
did. I thought you were going to have a tea cake with him.
I did. But he came into the office and then he said, oh, and I was at Caroline's house.
No, I went to his house.
Oh. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said Caroline came to him. I said, she did not.
I did. And everybody and wants to know, what's it like? It's crammed full of art.
I can imagine.
It's like it's jumble. It's one of those houses that looks like, you know, they've just added the rooms as they've needed them, as they've gone on over the years. It's really well lived in.
And was lots she home?
No, Rachel wasn't there. She was at the farm. But it was lots of rugs, lots of art, lots of objects he's collected over the course of his life and his travels. Really well lived in. And you could tell it was full of love.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I sometimes walk into a house these days and it's so minimalist now. That's the fashion, isn't it? And I can see how it's attractive and so on. But this was a house you could see was crammed with love and memories and dinner parties and wine. And
I said to him, she's always competitive with me and she knew you were coming in here and she knew I was going to make you cake, so she went to your place. He said, I didn't know.
Did you read The Drowning, his
yes,
book?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I really
he's
loved it.
He's a nice writer.
Yeah.
But do you know what else I loved about him? One, he's from Western Sydney.
He is. Yeah.
And he's still connected.
He's like
there's an ownership out there of him as well.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
I love that. Yeah, he's the real deal. Anyway, he wasn't on my list, but I loved him. Do you know on that day, I think in 2 days, I had Brian Brown, Trent Dalton and Chris Hammer.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you didn't have, like, a group of women out the front as well with Marry Me signs.
That's right. So speaking of Trent, Lola in the mirror, he is the nice – I was feeling particularly unwell when Trent came in about what was happening in Palestine, and I was really having – I know you know I've had a hard time with it, and I was having a particularly hard time that morning, and I was trying to, you know, hold back the tears, and he just wrote me the most beautiful note.
He may be the nicest person alive.
Yeah.
I keep waiting to hear that there's some deep, dirty secret, but there isn't.
I don't think there is.
There isn't.
I really
don't. He's just a genuinely nice human being.
And, you know, I think...
Full of a warmth and empathy and love. Do you think it's because of the way he grew up?
Yes.
Like, because it was a bit hard scrabble?
Yes, I do.
And he
because
had to sort of fight
can go
for everything.
Way. Yeah, you could be really angry, right? But he talks about what happened... I had the same story on the same day, which is quite extraordinary. I interviewed Richard Flanagan's brother. What's his name?
Martin.
And Martin told me what saved him from that dreadful boarding school was meeting the love of his life.
Yeah.
And then that evening I went to a launch where Trent was talking about his book and he said what saved him was the love of his life.
Yes.
I got that both on the same day.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And two men as well who are prepared to open up and be vulnerable and prepared to say, I need a connection with another human being.
That's right.
I need a family.
That's right.
I need my loved ones around me. That is how I feel whole.
Yeah. And also I feel with him, Trent, that he wears his heart on his sleeve, and I do too. Like I mean, he's much better with words than I am, but I do feel that he really does feel things. There is a compassion there.
And do you know as well, I find remarkable that fame, I think, and success can be toxic.
Yes.
Even in very small quantities, it can affect people quite badly. It's very easy to run off the rails when, you know, everyone's fading you and telling. They always say actually that failure is much easier to deal with than success. Success is really hard so that you don't become, you know, the kind of person nobody wants to be, vain and self-absorbed and awful. And Trent has had an enormous amount of success. He doesn't really have a role model for it because of his kind of hardscrabble background. And now suddenly you've got these very famous people making your book into a Netflix series and so on. And he's as humble today
and as
down to earth today as the day I think I met him as a young man just starting out as a magazine
writer.
And
really appreciates how he got here, you know, like he talks about it a lot. And I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but I do. And he's always giving back. He replies to comments. He connects with
readers. He loves his audience. He's so grateful that if you've got $20 or $19 or $29 if you're buying the latest edition, you spend it on his book. He can't quite get his head around it. He's so happy that you did. He wants you to have a good experience. He really hopes that you read it, you enjoy it, that it talks to you somehow, that you find something in it that can uplift you. He's the real deal.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot. I really do. All right, Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros.
So that's the one. That's the Iron Flame sequel that had the biggest launch. It's been massive.
I want to talk about Wifedom because I didn't expect it to be as successful as it was.
Why?
Well, I've got this theory, and I was talking to Richard Osman about this. Sometimes books are of the moment.
Yes.
And that's why they sell.
Yes.
And that's why readers read them.
Yes.
And I feel that Wifedom was of the moment.
Well, there's a couple of other things, though. She's well known as a beautiful writer.
She's a beautiful writer.
Anna Funder has won the Miles Franklin and she's won other major literary awards around the world and I think people regard her very highly. So she's up there with Al Flanagan. You know,
she's not in that class. Yes, but she doesn't put out that many books. Like
She takes her time, which I think people appreciate as well.
Stasiland was the first.
All That I Am is the second.
Yeah.
So she does. She takes her time. I also think, I mean, I thought Wifedom was beautiful, really beautiful. Yeah. I understood much more about George Orwell. I understood much more about the times in which he lived, you know, the Spanish War and also the sense of the way women's lives were so in the service of men at the time. So she's got that going for her. She's well known as a beautiful writer. Then again, she is a beautiful writer. So you know when you start reading
And she's also
the
a beautiful
book,
person.
She's a wonderful person. She's
and
very, very generous.
And also, did you notice that she was wearing sneakers? She worked so hard in promoting
on her
that book
launch, and she went around the country.
Yeah, she was wearing runners, and I thought, "Go girl,
go girl!"
I love that.
Yeah. And I also really loved it. Quite apart from that, so you know when you finish a book and you expect it to be good, and then it is good. But it was one of those ones I wanted to tell people about.
Yeah.
And you yourself know, as it was particularly with your background in publishing, how important word of mouth is.
Absolutely.
So if people are telling other people this is really good, it'll sell.
I see it a lot at the airport. I see people have it in their handbag. Okay, this is an interesting one and also one that I came late to the party on, Recipe Tin Eats.
Oh, how could you be late to that party? That party's been going away.
I am telling you, I was late to that party.
She's fabulous, Nagi.
Isn't she fabulous?
Yeah, she's absolutely fabulous. And the best thing about her recipes is absolutely anyone could make them.
That's right.
Anyway,
that's what people tell me.
And she says, you know, I don't go to the fancy supermarket. I'm not going to ask you to go to some obscure place in the middle of nowhere to get this one ingredient that you can't pronounce. Yeah. All my stuff comes from Aldi or Coles or Woolworths or whatever it is, your local store. You go down there and it's simple, but it's flavoursome. It always looks impressive. She actually has contributed a recipe to us to run over the summer, which is I think I'm going to say this right. It's a Nutella cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
And it's divine. It's absolutely divine. And then she's got that big bouncy dog too, who everybody loves.
Who everyone loves.
And she's got a wonderful sense of joy, which I think people relate to.
Yeah. No, well, that's wonderful. And I'm super happy for her.
I don't have a copy of the book yet.
Yeah, I think it's sold a lot. I don't have it yet, but I've got to get one. Now, listen, I think we're all out of time, right?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Now, Cheryl Eichel, I love you. You know that.
We've been friends for more than 10 years, and I love you.
And I know that it's been an unbelievably difficult year.
It has been a really tough year.
Broken for you again and again. One thing I would say about Cheryl is that you are always there for your friends, and it is an honour and a privilege to be there for you this year as you contemplate again the loss of your mum and John Brown and those events that have, I see how affected you are and because I love you, I sense your pain and I want you to go away to San Francisco. I want you to be cradled in a bosom of love over there, rocked in a cradle of love, and come back to us and back to the book world so we can talk more about reading and writing and loving and cooking and all those things that you do so well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review and check out the other podcasts on the Better Reading Network.